Did you know that 46% of us don't take all our vacation days? Even though it's been proven that taking time off to play makes us more productive.
In California, no matter where you go, you'll find play. Explore a redwood forest, immerse yourself in art galleries, or just park yourself in a beach chair and chill. Play is everywhere in California, so take some well-deserved play time off and discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Apple Card is the perfect cash back rewards credit card.
You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases,
and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/card calculator to see how much you can earn.
Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City branch, subject to credit approval terms apply.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hi guys. By the way, this is a very meaningful moment. You ready?
Yes.
Drum roll, Daniel.
100.
This is my last episode of the podcast in Los Angeles.
Oh my goodness.
I have done, other than my trip to England, as you listeners may recall, I have done since quarantine began, every single episode in this very room.
Wow.
It's gonna be different.
And now I'm East Coast bound. I promise you I will still bring the magic.
Mm-hmm. I'm excited for you.
Donald, how do you feel about this?
I sure am going to miss you.
I know, I'm going to miss you too. Donald and I went out and saw Black Widow at Man's Chinese Theater.
We were in the theater.
Yeah, we had neither one of us obviously been in a theater. We wore our masks because we ain't trying to get that Delta.
Ain't nobody trying to get that Delta. That Delta for real, for real.
Yeah, that Delta doesn't. And then, so then we saw the movie, which of course was amazing. And then we were going to go. It was also the opening night of the Hotel Cafe, which was where all our friends play music, in a great music venue if you ever visit Los Angeles.
Nice.
And so we decided that we would walk from Man's Chinese to Coango, which.
Oh, boy.
Which is a wrong choice.
Oh boy.
In this heat, for sure.
Not in this heat.
Oh.
Listen, I'm from New York City, born and raised.
Hell's Kitchen,
Times Square. I'm used to tourists. I'm used to the element that it brings to that area. I'm used to it. I'm going to say something right now.
Go ahead.
I went into full bodyguard mode.
Donald was like Casey was a politician and Donald was like her Secret Service agent.
Dude, and my wife wore Chanel that night. She had on the stuff.
She looked
and I was
good.
Like, she was looking good.
You know what
good.
She looked like?
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, no, it was a bit of a sketchy walk. It's funny. I've lived here 20 years. I've never walked down Hollywood Boulevard. I've gone to the theaters that are on Hollywood Boulevard. I've done the Jimmy Kimmel show that's on Hollywood Boulevard. I have never walked down Hollywood Boulevard on a Saturday night at prime summertime. It's intense.
It's live.
Yes, it is.
It was live. That's the way to put it.
It was
like
advanced.
It sincerely
it
reminded
advanced.
Me of New York back in the day when I was a kid in the summertime, you know, Friday, Saturday night, Times Square. I was like, wow, this shit is, not only is it popping right now, but there's an element of danger in the air. And yeah. I like the smell of it. You know what I mean? It was like, yeah. it was just like.
Like there was a guy on so many... there was a guy on whatever drug he was on, like splayed out on the sidewalk. So you have to go around him, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, cause he's on his ride. And, and as we're going around, he hears us say something. He's like, you don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
He goes, shut the fuck up.
Okay. And we were like, okay.
You don't know what and you're talking about. Right.
And I was like, Donald, do not kill him.
No, I wasn't going to. That's the dude that you stay away from.
Right. It was like Zombieland.
You throw a kick at that dude, he bites you. bites your foot in the air.
It was a little like Zombieland.
Yeah, very much. Anyway. That was a very interesting stroll we had that night.
Yes.
But then
But Donald, you love the movie. Well, more importantly, you love the movie as a Marvel fan.
I did love the movie as a Marvel fan. I mean, it's out. Everybody can see it.
Joelle, did you like it?
I loved it. It's so funny. Like, I did not expect it to be funny at all, and it super is. I was worried about going back in time. You know, sometimes that can get a little sketchy. But I thought they pulled it off beautifully and added elements to like future screenings of different movies. It's a good ride.
I just, you know, it's funny. I don't watch these movies, as you know. I just cannot believe how incredible the visual effects. Donald, do you remember? When they got to the visual effects artist, which was in the crawl, I got the audience going with a round of applause. I did, right? I spread it all through Man's Chinese Theater because I have to say, again, as someone who hasn't seen all of these movies, I thought the visual effects were unbelievable. There is not a single thing that looked fake or green screen, and there's just giant sequences of them falling from the sky and doing insane shit that obviously is on green screen, and it looked flawless.
It was so good that Zach got a very special episode of Boy Meets World slow clap going in the movie theater. That's how good it was.
I'm talking about when the visual effects artist came up.
Yeah, when the visual effects artist came up, you got a nice special episode tonight on a very special episode of Boy Meets World. You got one of the slow claps at the end of the episode.
Yeah.
You got one of those going
where people
were at the end applauding and cheering for the special
visual effects
artist. Yes.
They deserved it. They deserved it.
They
it
did.
Was really, really good.
Job.
And we got Kevin Feige was at our screening and he introduced the movie.
That was really cool.
That was cool.
It okay. took everything in my power not to be like, I'm Donald Faison. Yeah. I'm a huge fan.
Yeah, Donald was going to bum rush him and ask for a role.
It took everything in my power not to.
I was joking. And he's like, and then so sit back and enjoy Black Widow. Now, by the way, if there's any 47-year-old African-American actors in the audience, please see me at the back.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, if he would have said that, oh.
Let's get into it, guys. We got a very, very, very wacky, funny episode. Donald, count us in.
5, 6, 7, 8.
Stories about a show we made. About a bunch of docs and nurses and a janitor who loved to hate. I said he's got stories that we all should know. So gather around to hear our Scrubs Rewatch Show with Zach and Donald.
I feel like I'm on drugs in this episode. I am so hyped up.
I feel like this whole show is on drugs now.
I was laughing with Bill this weekend, and I was telling him how funny it is to watch the show and how the tone of season 5 is so wacky. And I was telling him, we were talking about the ostriches, and we were just cracking up at how he's like, he'll come on and talk about it. But he's like, I don't know. I got a little bored. Got a little wacky. Mm-hmm.
I told you, man, that's what I felt like at the beginning of the season. I feel like I don't feel like everybody was bored, but I feel like it's not as fresh and new anymore. And now, you know, after 3 years in the NBA, you're a veteran. You're considered a vet. And this is now 5 years on NBC, primetime comedy Thursday nights following, I'm not sure if it's Friends now or if we're following Joey, but yeah, remember that? We're like the freaking, we're a part of the Thursday night lineup. We're
right.
Officially, and we're pushing up on 100 episodes also.
Yeah, it's the 100's the next one. Is one, the next one or this one? It's the next one, My Way Home. The 100th trivia for you trivia lovers is the Wizard of Oz episode, which I directed. Which is, I think, one of the best episodes, not just because I directed it. And that's next, which I believe is the 100th.
Yes. And so that being said, it's like, that's a lot of episodes, man. That's a lot of, that's a lot. You know what I mean? We all strive to do this as actors, to get on a television show. If you're a television actor, you want to get on a show that does 100 episodes. That means you worked a lot. That means you made a lot of money. That means you did a lot of really good things. Like, you feel really proud of the things you
Something was working.
Right. So now we've reached that hump. We're pulling up on that hump. The motivation has to be from some, has to come from somewhere else, because we're not freaking, we're not as hungry as we used to be, for sure, at this point.
But I look like, I mean, we look like we're having fun. I mean, I'm
for sure.
All,
yes,
all I'm saying is that I'm so, if you watch me in this episode, I don't know what's going on in my, I'm on level 10 every single scene. Now, I know part of the plot is that I'm so happy because I feel like I'm Cox's peer and I'm trying to out Cox Cox and be Mr. Confident. But I'm just, I think I'm particularly fucking hyped up and wacky in this episode.
That's what's up. I totally agree with you. I think the whole show is, but I, okay, so let's start from the beginning. You're on a mini scooter, right?
Yes, yes.
Sasha's in the shop. What's Sasha in the shop for?
What is Sasha in the shop for? I forgot what happened to Sasha, but she's down for the count.
She's
now, this
down.
Was a time, if you guys recall, whatever year this was, 2000, what was
six,
it?
Six, I believe.
2006?
Mm-hmm.
It's when all these little electric things came out, little scooters and little go-karts and little everything. And we had them
ride on,
and we had them all. We had them everywhere at the hospital. And we would like ride them around. It was so fun. We would ride them around the, as we told you, our dressing rooms in the production office were all on the third floor of the hospital. So we'd fly around the fucking whole third floor of the hospital on them. And I'm sure that's where Bill got the idea to put this tiny little thing in the show.
We were literally like hamsters in a cage, man. And that was our run and that was our track. You know
that's
what I mean?
That's a good analogy. That was our spinning wheel. And we had nothing to fucking do. There was so much downtime. Donald played a lot of Grand Theft Auto, right?
A lot of GTA. Miami. Hmm. That was when Miami, the Miami one was out.
Finish
that.
Yeah. Donald could get lost in a video game like so many can. I probably should have. I did play some Hitman, but then I was like he said, a hamster on a fucking wheel. So we would just find wacky shit to do, like have scooter races around in the hospital.
Yeah.
So that tiny motorcycle got worked in. I thought that was funny. I ride it through the bushes with a classic, and then I'm carrying it through the hospital. That's how small it is.
Right, but I don't understand. This is what I don't understand. Because he has a mini bike, the ladies love him?
He's feeling himself because he thinks that
But that wasn't
ride,
a fantasy.
No, but he thinks that that ride is a lot hotter than it is. He thinks it's a turn on. He's like sitting on the counter. The ladies are all gathered around him, the nurses. And he's like, yeah, you know, it's, you know, I don't know what I say, but something bragging about the hog.
Yeah, I know. But I'm just saying, like, weren't we just at a point where JD was lonely and.
I think he is still lonely. He's just...
He could have had any one of those nurses at that point, according
Well, I don't know if he could have them. They're like listening to his tales of wiping out on his mini scooter. By the way, I like the shot. Victor Nelly directed this of going through the ceiling and the floor and showing the rat inside.
Right on.
That was cool.
Victor Nelly did that, huh?
Yeah, this is Victor Nelly, and Kevin Beagle
wrote
it.
Who wrote it?
Kevin
Beagle.
Now let's talk about the Todd. You can see his shaft bouncing.
What?
When the Todd finds the janitor in the stolen therapeutic bath on the roof. Okay.
Yes.
The Todd comes in to find the janitor has put a no banana hammock sign on the bath.
Right.
And as Todd comes in, you can see his shaft as he walks sort of bounce against his banana hammock. And then the sun hits it and it sort of glimmers.
What?
I went back and watched again. It bounces. It like an elephant's trunk. It bounces.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm just telling you. I just couldn't believe that this was on NBC because it's very, very revealing.
Speaking of very revealing moments, I'm playing a lot of tennis now.
What does that have to do with anything? Go ahead.
I've gotten back into it. No banana hammocks on a tennis court, though.
Yeah, don't rock a banana hammock on the tennis court. You got to get into pickleball. I played like twice, and I love it.
What is pickleball, dude? I don't understand it.
It's like small tennis, basically, but you play with a wiffle ball and you play with paddles instead of a racket. And you'd be so amazing at it because it's kind of like ping pong meets tennis. You can put so much spin on the ball and you play doubles because that's, well, you don't have to, but most people play doubles. And it's kind of like you're standing on the ping pong table, you know, obviously, but a bigger scale. And it's really fast. It's all about volleying and it's fun. You'd love it. I play with Bill and he's obviously really, really good.
You got to spend a lot of time together, huh?
Well, I love him and I'm leaving and I love you. And that's why I spent time with you because I'm trying to get in. I'm trying to get in all my savor.
How long are you going to be gone for?
A long time. I'm going to be gone. I'm going to Atlanta briefly to do a part in a movie with
Berlanti.
Berlanti's producing and the actor is Cole Sprouse.
Nice.
Who's a popular, nice seeming actor. I've never met him before. I'm going to meet him on Wednesday. And then I'm going.
You guys have Phil Lewis in common.
Yes, we'll talk about Hooch, Phil Lewis. And then I'm going to New York to prep, you know, my film, and then eventually shoot my film. So I'm going to be there till probably December.
So the rest of the year.
Yeah, pretty much. So I just want you to savor. I need you to savor.
I'm trying to savor, but you're spending all your time with Bill Lawrence.
Well, don't be jealous. I went to the movies with you. We had our sketchy walk down Hollywood Boulevard together.
We sat in the dark. Okay, we sat in the dark, and then we walked down Hollywood
Boulevard. You didn't offer me one Sour Patch Kid.
I thought you were on a diet. You got a six-pack. You got six-pack abs.
Right. I didn't want one. I just wanted to be offered one.
Oh, next time.
okay, all right.
So Todd's balls are bouncing.
It's not his balls. You can see that the shaft is just gently lifting as he's walking. I noticed that. You'll all want to go back and watch
and
that.
And he says to the janitor, can I get in? And he says, if you get in here, I'm going to hang you by that banana hammock.
Yeah, atomic wedgie.
Right, off this side of this roof.
Yes. And then the janitor uses a mirror to blind me so that I crash the scooter.
Right.
And, yes, I'm bragging to the nurses, and I say I'm a lifetime member of the Danger Club. And they're impressed. And then I throw away my scooter. And then we do this sequence of where we talk about pain tolerance. And right. Beard Fosse is pulling a hook out of a S&M guy's face.
Yes. What does he do at this hospital?
I don't know. I thought we settled on him being either a pharmacist or a there was talk that he's an anesthesiologist maybe.
But why would an anesthesiologist be pulling a hook?
I think it's safe to say. I think if you ask Bill, we don't need to ask Bill because I can tell you Bill would say I have no idea what he does. Okay. But the point is that he's just a generic doctor at the hospital. We know that he does like to spend his downtime in the pharmacy. Because he is often in the pharmacy.
He's often in the pharmacy, yes.
But in this episode, he is removing a hook from what do you call that? Joelle, what do you call that? Someone who is in leathers and likes needles in their face.
They're a member of the BDSM community.
Yes, he's a member of
the BDSM stand for?
Bondage and submission.
Bondage and submission.
BDSM.
And he's into BDSM, but he's gone too far, obviously, because he's in the hospital with a hook in his face. And as Beard Fosse is trying to remove it, he's screaming in agony. actually, he's screaming in pleasure.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, what does he say? He's like, oh, that's amazing.
Oh, I forget what he says at the end of it, but it's definitely that of...
Yes, we don't really learn if he's... completing what he began at home or not, but we can assume he might be. And then we see Todd's atomic wedgie.
No, wait, no, we don't. We go to the face chart and the guy with the face first. The patient matches the face chart perfectly.
That is funny.
Which I laughed out loud at.
Yeah, that was funny.
And then Todd jumps, and then Todd, we see the atomic wedgie, which is way hilarious. Too big. First of all, it's way too big.
I know. Why is his underwear?
How, first of all, not just his underwear, how wide does the janitor's reach have to be able to have a wedgie that wide hanging?
All I know is that the wedgie...
Like, it's literally his whole body, plus some. So the janitor's reach has to be that of a crane, pretty much.
I don't know, but all I know is that the underwear itself would be like, would be like, it would be enormous. It would be like the biggest fucking pair of underwear ever. But I laughed out loud. It was so fucking funny. And then he hits the glass. That was funny. Yeah.
And for some reason, I remember this episode. Maybe it's because of the Indiana Jones pot. But I remember this episode, and I remember Todd laughing while, like, screaming, but actually laughing.
He loved it. He loved it. Anytime he was naked, he was giggling. He thought it was so funny. Rob. I think he's a bit of an exhibitionist, Rob, because... by the way, that E thing we did aired, and I didn't hear anybody talk about it. I don't know if anyone saw it.
I didn't see it either.
Oh, I had no idea.
Did you guys know that? You're in it.
That's crazy.
Well, you have a cameo. Joelle, you have a... Well, I don't know if you see Daniel in the booth, but Joelle, you have a cameo.
That's very... I'll tell my mother. She'd be so excited.
Yes, tell your mom. I think your mom slid into my DMs.
Stop it. No, shit. Did she?
Is she on Insta?
She is on Instagram. She does comment sometimes. Oh, Lord.
Well, I want you to know that it went down in the DMs.
No!
Oh, boy.
Oh, God.
No, it was very sweet. I think it was something like, thank you for being so wonderful to my daughter.
That sounds like her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She was very sweet.
I'm going to have to talk to her about it.
I don't know if it was her or someone pretending to be her. But
I'm going to ask her. I'm going to text her right now. She's on vacation.
I was scrolling.
JD gets his ass kicked by a kid? His neighbor? Elliot's neighbor? A 6-year-old kid beats JD's ass?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yeah.
One time only. He's not going to do it again, obviously.
When the last time that he fucked up the scooter, he beat me up. Yeah.
Right. It's his scooter.
Now, this whole rant, I'm trying to be Cox in the ICU, right? I'm like...
Is this your second one or your third one that you've had? Like this also. So
I don't know.
Because it feels like you have a lot of long monologues.
There's a lot of monologues, like bossing around my interns and telling them what to do. I'm so wannabe Cox. But I fall flat on my face. It's, you know, this episode's about him teaching me a big lesson about not to give up on a patient before they're ready to give up themselves. Now, Gary Busey, Sarah, Elliot gets mistaken for Gary Busey. And there's a really random Gary Busey cameo. And Gary Busey exits the nurse's station. And you say, bye, Elliot.
Yeah. This is another thing. This is where I'm like, I don't get this. Like, this is part of the show, but it's... Hell yeah. If you're a stoner, even a stoner would be like, I don't understand this, man.
What didn't you understand?
What the fuck is Gary Busey doing hanging out in the hospital, dude? And it's not a freaking fantasy, man.
In the world of Scrubs,
Gary Busey's a doctor?
No, a guy who looks a lot like Gary Busey is a doctor.
Nobody.
Bill was like, "How funny would it be?" First of all, I wonder if Sarah was offended by being told she looked like Gary.
Looks like Gary Busey, right? Mm.
Because no offense to Gary Busey, it's not really a compliment a woman would want to hear, I don't think. Joelle?
No.
Yeah. So.
No.
But it was random. I think he comes back again. I saw on Scrubs Wiki, on his name tag, his picture is Sarah.
No.
So
no,
the people in the name tag, and the people in the name tag office also were confused.
Yeah. So. As somebody who smokes jazz cabbage every now and then, this did not make sense to me. This all of a sudden, like this episode, as much as I laughed at this episode seems like, you know, and it has some really grounding moments between JD and Cox, but everything around it other than that is like, what the heck? Like everything. Dr. Acula.
Wait, you're rushing through some really good stuff. All right, we're going to take a break and we'll be right back.
Did you know that 46% of us don't take all our vacation days? Even though it's been proven that taking time off to play makes us more productive.
In California, no matter where you go, you'll find play. Explore a redwood forest, immerse yourself in art galleries, or just park yourself in a beach chair and chill. Play is everywhere in California, so take some well-deserved play time off and discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank. Member FDIC. Terms apply.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
You know that feeling when you just have something you need to get off your chest? It's like a rain cloud following you around in your life.
People all carry around different stressors, big and small. Everyone has stress, but we all handle it differently.
When you keep your emotions bottled up, it can start to affect you negatively.
Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down.
We talk all the time about how much therapy has benefited us.
Therapy isn't just for those who have experienced a major life trauma. Therapy can help everyone with daily challenges with friends, family, and other relationships.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, you should start with BetterHelp.
It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/RealFriends today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/RealFriends.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Yes, it is a very stonery episode. If you like Jazz Cabbage, this is a good one for you.
This is crazy. Dude, I go up somebody's butt and find a golden colon as Indiana Jones.
Now, you must have loved this because this was, first of all, a very funny big fantasy. They clearly built the inside of a colon as a set. And you love Indiana Jones. So was this a big moment for you?
I tried to do my best Indiana Jones walk. I tried to do everything that I could to pay homage to one of my favorite characters in cinema history.
Well, I think you did a really great job.
Now, thank you.
There's some clear references to Indiana Jones, right? Instead of, you go colon, why did it have to be the colon?
Right. Instead of snakes, why did it have to be snakes?
Right. And then they did a good job with those arrows. That looked good.
Yep. Special effects department.
Yeah, that was all effects. But I mean, for it looked good. And then you replace the tumor with a bag of, what is it?
Sand.
Is that what it is in the movie?
It is in the movie. It's a bag of sand. And he tries to weigh the sand to match the amulet. Yes. Not the amulet, the idol.
And then you come out and the nurses have arrows in them and you say something like...
They knew the risk. Something like they knew the risk.
Is that in Indiana Jones too?
No, that's not.
Oh, okay. Joelle, are you a big Indiana Jones fan like Donald?
Oh, hell yeah. I mean, all the all three right. that exist.
Okay, can I ask you a question?
Are you saying that the fourth one doesn't count?
What fourth one?
I don't know.
Very good.
That's
very
how
good.
Some people feel about this season 9 of Scrubs.
This is what I was going to ask you because, and you're right about that too. A lot of people pretend that the ninth season of Scrubs doesn't exist. Mm. Are you excited for Indiana Jones, the next one?
Am I excited for the next one?
Yes, Joelle.
We'll see how I'm going to see it. you know, obviously all the franchise properties. Am I excited for it? No, I mean, I'll have like a countdown going and I'm not checking for new trailers, but I'll watch
it. It's like, I imagine when Charles Bronson was getting old as fuck, people were like, I just don't know if I could go see this movie anymore. You know what I mean? Not that Harrison Ford is old as fuck, but like he's getting up there in age now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know if I can buy him freaking beating the crap out of 25-year-old Nazi men. You know what I mean? Like, it's like...
Yeah. And they haven't aged up the storyline at all, either. Like, a 45-year-old, like, anthropologist is doing much different things than a 70-year-old anthropologist. Like, if you're in the field, what does that look like? And how does it change? And are you... You know, he's a teacher. Like, there's so many opportunities, I think, for different storylines that make sense, that keep that classic cinema style that sort of made the original three so successful. So,
is Spielberg directing it?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know who's directing it, actually. Let me check it out.
But him going to war against a bunch of freaking people and fisticuffs and all of that shit, it just, I can't buy that shit. I'm sorry. I love the movies. I love the suspended reality of movies and everything like that, but that's some bullshit, dude. Come on, man.
Oh, well, like, you know what? James Mangold, who wrote Logan, is doing it. And I love Logan, and he did an older Logan, so maybe.
Yeah, but Logan's also a superhero. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, that's the one thing that you could... The dude has super strength and healing.
But if you removed all the superhero elements from that movie, it would still be bomb. It'd still be so good.
Well, he'd be dead in the first 5 minutes of the movie, too, if you removed all the superhero
If he survived the shooting, it would still be awesome.
So JD doesn't know that Arnold Palmer is a golfer. That was really funny, I think.
That was weird to me.
Why?
That was also weird.
Why are you hating on this episode?
Because it just was out of control, man. I'm sorry. I'm not hating on it. I just thought this episode was out of
control. Do you like the television show Scrubs?
I love the show Scrubs. I love the music. I love the actors. I love the characters.
All right, well, I thought it was very funny when I say I'm talking to him about the Arnold Palmer drink, and then he says, Arnold Palmer's a golfer. And I go, I'm sure he has a lot of hobbies. Perry, the man's a drink mogul.
Yeah. Now, this part of the show, I did laugh at. And was like, this is the most Scrubs out of everything. Everybody's around outside in the parking lot. And Kelso goes, hold on, wait a minute. Take a look around. Bleacher, ladder, bucket of combs. She's trying to take the picture. Run! And everybody runs. That
everybody
shit
runs.
Cracked me up.
And
everyone
had been lured out to the parking lot being promised different things.
Yes.
And and Todd had thought there was a booby touching booth. By the way, we skipped it, but the pictures of the other years where Carla has tried to get everyone together were so funny. Todd's in everyone in a banana hammock, and like the first year there's like three people, second year there's like two people, and then the last one is just him and Carla.
Yeah.
The crew photo that is taken both at this point, the janitor ruins with his mirror. And the one at the end is all our crew. That's our actual crew.
Nice.
And that's not everybody. You get a sense of how many people worked on the show. That's not even everybody, but that's as many people as were available that day to come be in the picture. And at the end, you'll notice that Bill is in it twice. So I'm sure on purpose, knowing him. So there's a close-up, and you see Bill in the background.
Right.
And then it pops wide to show everyone. And now he's lying in front.
Yeah.
Like Waldo. Look for Bill. But
you know what? I want to say something also, buddy, because I have been shitting on this episode, but I also wrote in my notes, you know, ZB's on fire this year.
Oh, well, there we go. Finally.
You have some you literally are on fire this year. You have a rhythm going. You're very funny and you're very charming. The thing that we didn't talk about is the bucket the nurse's basket. And JD taking a bite out of everything.
Yeah.
That was very, 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 very funny.
Yeah.
And right after the last one happened, where you, I guess it's the fruit.
Yeah. A bite of all the fruit.
Yeah, yeah. And you're like, whatever type of fruit that was that you just ate. I wrote, ZB is on fire this year. Oh. Is this the first year you got nominated?
I don't know about that, but I feel that I'm extra silly this year. I look like I'm really happy to be there. I not that I ever wasn't. I just mean like, I don't know. Some seasons I agree with you. I just see an extra pep in my step, for better or for worse. Maybe sometimes it was too much, but I just look like I'm all fucking right. Stoked to be there. And I know I improv like a crazy person on this episode. A lot of this wacky shit, Bill and I and you were all just making up at the time. Now, so this was, I don't think anyone ever thought Dr. Acula was going to become so popular. This was the very first mention of vampire doctors. And someone says vampire doctors, and I go, how did he know about my screenplay? and then the fans, as we all know now, thought that was so funny. And to this day, it's one of the most referenced things that ever comes up in my life regarding Scrubs. People are like, when are you and Donald making Dr. Acula?
I really think we should make it, but make it a animated cartoon or animated stop motion animated movie, and we do the voices of the characters.
That's a great idea. You know people always ask us to do about doing some sort of Scrubs thing now, and you know what would be the easiest thing, not easiest in terms of getting it made, but the easiest would be an animated thing.
Yeah, an animated series version.
Because everyone would of course lend their voice. Mm-hmm. And I don't know who the fuck's going to write it, but I mean, like, we wouldn't have to all figure out schedules and how to get it together. But that would be cool. Like,
it would be dope. Like, think about it. There's Clone High. There's back in the day when we were kids, sitcoms did actually become cartoons on Saturday. Like, there was Punky Brewster, there was Steve right. Urkel, there was right. a bunch of those. It would be really cool actually for Scrubs to become a sitcom. Animated show. I personally, you know me, and you all who listen to the podcast know that I would prefer it to be stop motion. I think that would be a really cool
right. But isn't that look. So much more expensive to do stop motion?
Not necessarily. It all costs money. No matter how you look at it, it all takes
right.
Time,
but I'm saying compared to 2D animation, isn't stop motion a lot more expensive to make?
I don't know the answer to that, to be honest with you.
Oh, I thought you might, because you're so into the.
Well, I don't know how much Raya. Those are all 2D animated shows. I mean, movies and stuff like that. And I imagine that, you know, having animators, period, paying animators long hours, it still takes years to make. I don't. I can't answer that question.
Joelle, can you see if you can find an answer to that? I never know the answer. Like. I would just assume in my head when I watch the stop motion videos of them doing it, like, oh my God,
all,
the manpower.
But it all takes time. It all takes time. That's the thing, though. And it all takes
manpower.
I'm just curious.
Like,
one person in CG animation doesn't do everything. They do one thing. And then another person does the shadowing. And then another person does the coloring. And then, you know what I mean?
I'm just curious. Like, I'm curious to know the answer if which one in general costs more. And Joelle's going to find out the answer. There's a random moment. Who gave her a shade remote? I didn't know we had shade remotes. I don't know where that comes out of. So then this is really funny. When I'm telling you guys about, first of all, I suck the blood out of the female patient, and then I spit it into the test tube.
Right.
And that's a fantasy. And then we pop, and I'm telling you guys in the cafeteria about my screenplay. And you guys are so geeked out about it. Donald, you're really into it. You're ready to star.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then I go, and then you see the Dr. Acula with the period come up on the screen. And I'm like, you take that period, you get it out of there, you squish it together. It says Dracula. And then you're like, that's an awesome ending. And I go, thank you for telling me what I already know, Turk.
you know, I just realized something. JD wrote Dr. Acula. It's his story.
It's his story. And he keeps trying to get it made. Well, when this continues, the joke, we keep trying to find moments to make it in the hospital.
Right.
That's when you...
With the wig.
Yeah, with that wig moment that is so funny. the camera goes,
that's straight out of Hollywood Shuffle.
Yeah,
you know, that's
the camera falls over, and now I'm wearing the wig. Oh my God, that's funny. My other idea I pitched to Bill. I know I mentioned it on here, but my idea for a Scrubs movie was that somehow we come into money, like a patient leaves us money or something. And we use that money to finally make Dr. Acula.
That'd be fucking hilarious. A live action version?
Yeah.
A live action version of Dr. Octopus? Would it have like crazy special effects, like real explosions and special effects?
Sure. I don't know. I just know that the fans, anytime you talk about this stuff, they go, and when are you, like, if I ever like post a picture of me like on a set, they're like, please tell me it's Dr. Acula.
if I post a picture
of me like behind a movie camera, somebody will write, finally making Acula, huh?
Imagine if we really made Dr. Acula and we went all out, balls out, and fucking like Black Widowed that bad boy. Like,
that'd be amazing.
Straight up, like, with the uber duper special effects.
We should call Kevin Feige and be like, listen.
And be like, yo, we got it.
I know it's not a Marvel property, but we have an idea for you.
We got a bad guy for Blade. We got the bad guy for Blade. It's Dr. Acula, played by two actors, Donald Faison and Zach Braff.
What is Joel saying here?
So basically Missing Link, which is a movie like it did that's stop motion, that had a budget of $102.3 million. And then Over the Moon, which is a CGI movie that came out the same year for Netflix, was $44 million.
That's
budget.
Different. That's different, though.
But the like, same level of talent.
What about, just look at Pixar, what Pixar costs, and look at what...
Do Toy Story 4 budget?
Yeah.
That doesn't count because of everyone's salaries on like a.
That movie had Zach Galifianakis. The one she's talking about had Zach Galifianakis. Zoe,
no, but it's by the time you're paying Saldan. Tom, imagine what Tom Hanks is being paid in the fourth version of Toy Story. You got to do apples to apples.
Okay, so let's do Raya and the Last Dragon then.
Okay.
Which is a couple of years later. That's a good barometer.
All right, so Brain Freeze.
$100 million.
Oh, wow. So still.
Mm-hmm.
There it is. So stop motion costs more, yes.
Yes. I got it. Donald, your
brain freeze.
Your brain freeze scream is very funny.
It's very real. Have you ever had brain freeze?
I hate brain freeze. I get it all the time.
I hate it.
Everyone has brain freeze. You know what the funny thing about brain freeze is? While you're screaming in agony, you're still scooping up the next bite.
Yeah. Nobody really hates brain freeze that much.
You know what you're supposed to do, by the way? Here's a tip from a fake doctor. You're supposed to press your tongue on to the roof of your mouth. Right, Dan?
Very wise. Mm-hmm.
You're not.
I have heard that.
Mm-hmm. But do you know why?
I assume because your tongue is warm and it's going to heat up the cold spot.
Right. Well, yeah, because that's where your brain freezes. Your brain freezes when your tongue hits, when the cold hits the roof of your mouth.
Yeah, what a weird human defect.
Yeah. So look... We pretty much went through all the show. Do we got a caller or anything like that?
Why are you rushing shit? Calm down.
Okay, yes, we do have a caller.
Okay, well, what did I skip? Jambalaya. That shit was hilarious. He goes, "How old do you think I am?" And I'm like, "Change the subject. You and Eden should come over for some jambalaya." And he goes, "Oh, it would be good to get her out of the house." And I'm like, "Change the subject back. You're 78, sir. You think I'm that old? Jambalaya." That's funny, right?
That was very funny.
And then he admits that he trolls.
He trolls Brookstone. Yeah, Brookstone.
He hangs out at Brookstone. I don't even know if there still are Brookstones. But
yeah, I don't know if they exist either. I don't know if they exist.
It's still hanging in there.
I used to love Brookstone.
Hell yeah, man.
And the Sharper Image. When I was a kid, if you went into the Sharper Image, I just thought it was the coolest place in the world.
Yeah, absolutely.
I would get the Sharper Image catalog, right? And I'd have my little bottom. I'm taking a toozy. And I put the catalog out on my lap. And I'd turn and my thing, and I would, listen, I would be so excited. I'd like wait for the catalog to do this poo. And then I'd on each page, I'd be like, okay, if I could pick one thing, I'd pick this. Okay, next page, fold it over. Okay, if I could pick one thing, I would pick this. And I would play that game with myself.
When we listen back to this, I want you to listen to how you set that story up. I just want you to listen to how you...
I'm just telling you how geeked I was. Like, when it was a Sharper Image catalog day and I had a poo, it was very exciting. I'd fold down the corners, being like, one day I'm gonna get that massage chair.
Do you want to know when I realized Star Wars was like a big deal for me? When somebody came over and was like, "Wow, man, you got Star Wars in your bathroom!" Like, I literally had Star Wars books because I thought it was cool for people when they came over and they were taking twosies.
That was for your guests, so they could
read.
Your...
Yeah. They could, you know what I mean? And I had it lined up in, you know, in series order, all of these comic books and everything like
that. So that people were going to spend a long time in your bathroom.
Well, if they, you know, if
do you think it's weird to lay out reading materials for guests in the guest bathroom?
I mean, I think now that we know about hygiene, like COVID hygiene and stuff like that, I think it's weird because, you know, wiping your ass and stuff like that.
Then I know, but when your guests are coming over, like, I'm talking about, like, I have this little, like, half bath for for guests, right? Now, I have some reading materials in there that are just like, hey, you know, hey, take a look at this book. But sometimes I'm like, is that weird? Because I'm telling them, like, you know, don't just have a quick poo. Like, no, stay a while. Read.
I just feel like everybody has phones now, so I can't imagine myself being, well, let me just pick up this book. Like,
But if it's a comic book, you might pick it up. Like, that was my whole angle. My angle was I put comic books in here so that when they come in, they can look at pictures and, you know, poo.
I bet there's so much less reading on the toilet now that people have phones. Like, people just read their phone. Joelle's right. They don't pick up a nice book that you've left out for your guests.
Well, no, because hygiene now also suggests that that's not really the best idea.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to put a piece of fishing line on the book and see if it breaks. I'm going to see if anyone has picked it up. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to hide a piece of fishing line to the reading materials that I've set out and see if anyone picks them up. The janitor is finally so thrilled to be included in the photo that he hugs Carla.
Yes.
He's so tired of being left out.
Yes.
Who says this great line? Never make assumptions based on your own perceptions.
I think that's a Cox line.
It is. It's him to me. Because I've made an assumption based on my perception of her age that she's ready to go. And she's like, what are you talking about? I'm not ready to go. I'm ready to fight this fucking thing. And I think that's very good Scrubs life advice for Earth. Never make assumptions based on your own perceptions. Think how many times you've gone down the road in your head making up these elaborate stories of what might be, and none of it is true. It's just shit you're making up in your head.
It's very hard to live by that when you have so many distractions like Facebook and Instagram and Twitter.
I know. I'm just saying that, like, we something happens. We all make up an elaborate story of what we thought that meant, and then of course when it's disproven, and you get all anxious and in your head and depressed and pissed off, and then of course later, 99% of the times it's disproven and it's not that. And then you just move on to the next thing. You don't ever teach your brain to be like, hey, remember that day you spent stressed because you thought someone was ignoring you when they actually didn't see you? It's like we don't learn. You know, I find that I, you know, make assumptions based on my perceptions.
Same boat.
Life would be so much easier if we could stop ourselves from doing that, because we suffer so much from things that we make up in our head that have any basis in reality.
Challenge to shake your own perception, like literally shake the way you view the world.
We're also given so many views of how the world should be for us. You know what I mean? Like, it's not like we're, you know, you open up your phone, you turn on the TV. I'm not talking news, like sitcoms, whatever it is, fantasy shows, whatever it is. There's so many things out there that are like so opposite of what you're trying to do. Like, if you're trying to just be like, all right, if everything out there doesn't exist, well, it does exist, but if everything out there, my perception of what's out there isn't exactly accurate because I don't know what's out there, but yet I'm given all of this false information from, I hate to say it, but from media, like whether it be, you know, Instagram, whether it be television, whether it be, you know, whatever, whether it be your favorite. I don't know. I don't know why today I'm a hater today. I'm like a hater on everything.
You're in
today,
a weird
dude.
Mood today. I think we can all agree that you're in a weird mood.
That's what I'm talking about.
All right.
But like,
all I was
I
wasn't saying, maybe I was misunderstood. I wasn't saying related to our perceptions of the media. Just to use a quick example, just made up out of the blue. You see a friend and they and you wave to them and they ignore you. Okay. Now, you might spend, if you're neurotic and like me, you might spend all day going, what the fuck did I do to Paul? Why is Paul mad at me? Fucking hell. I bet he's mad because of this. And I suffer all day long. And then later I run into Paul and I go, did I upset you? And he's like, what are you talking about? I didn't see you at the grocery store. What are you talking about? Now, I spent the whole day anxious about what I did to Paul. I'm just talking about that level of shit. That's what
I
mean.
Understood.
And I think that it's other people suffer from this. It's horrible. It's and we just go from one thing to the other.
It's hard to shake. Hard to
shake. The show ends.
I got to pull a bong hit. That's a fucking ripper.
It's a big rip. Right, yeah, I let the whole thing play.
That is a fucking holy cow, dude.
You don't smoke it through a glass tube, do you? You just roll it in papers.
No, I smoke it through a glass tube.
So you're back on that ganja, huh?
You know, I decided today that I was going to get off of it, actually.
All right, good.
I decided to do the...
Save it for... Listen, you can't do special occasions. You're not capable of that.
No, I'm not capable of every once in a while.
Yeah. I've learned. Well, that's good to admit to yourself.
It's the truth. And so because of that, I've... my wife's going to be very happy about this. I'm going to go for another streak.
I'm of the school. You ready?
Yeah.
If one is incapable of not doing something occasionally, that they probably shouldn't do it.
Then there's so many things in life that I can't do.
What are you incapable of doing occasionally?
You want the honest to goodness truth?
I know sex, but that's different. You love sex. We all know that. Besides sex.
I love toys.
I mean things that could be harmful to your body, not toys.
Oh, well, shit. Weed, sex. That's it.
Yeah. All right. Weed and sex. Well, you don't have to give up sex because your wife enjoys sex with you.
I think I need
Zach,
to give up.
I love you.
I'm fucking kill.
Should we bring the guest in?
Let's do it.
Let's take a quick break. I am going to pee urine through my urethra.
No, they don't need to know that. They don't.
No,
need
what's going
to
gonna happen is my urine is going to be pushed through my urethra, and it's going to end up in a bowl of water. And we'll be right back.
Did you know that 46% of us don't take all our vacation days? Even though it's been proven that taking time off to play makes us more productive.
In California, no matter where you go, you'll find play. Explore a redwood forest, immerse yourself in art galleries, or just park yourself in a beach chair and chill. Play is everywhere in California, so take some well-deserved play time off and discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Apple Card is the perfect cash back rewards credit card.
You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases,
and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/card calculator to see how much you can earn.
Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City branch, subject to credit approval terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
And we're back.
And we're back.
You like that new Ed Sheeran song?
I haven't really listened to it.
It's very hooky.
So I'm not a big... Are you a radio listener, Daniel? Or are you a... I have my iPod and I found some songs on a... You know what I mean? Like, how do you do it?
Spotify. Pretty much Spotify. Exclusively. Like, I mostly listen when I'm at my computer. When I'm in the car, I'm either listening to podcasts or I'm listening to Spotify.
ZB?
Yeah, see, yeah. I put on a... I vacillate between, like, Lithium on Sirius, which is, like, 90s grunge, and then I listen to, like, there's this channel called Spectrum. I listen to a lot of news when I'm in the car. But I also play Hits 1, which is, like, whatever the latest pop song, top 40 pop songs of the week.
Mm.
And that's where, that's where I hear the new joints. Well, I'm also friends with Ed, so I like to hear what he's up to.
He sent it to you before it came out?
No, but I emailed with him and said, this is very hooky and great. Congrats. When are you coming to L.A.?
Mm-hmm. I haven't necessarily got hooked on that song yet.
This it's very hooky. Time. You're going to love it.
We've listened to it a couple of times. It's, you know, it doesn't even sound like him, I feel like.
Well, he also then put out an acoustic version of it, which sounds way more like him. It sounds like a dance track, but yeah. You know, it's summer. You need a bop, right, Joelle?
You need
don't
a bop.
The kids like a summer bop.
Everybody loves bop. Summer bop.
Ooh, I just love Ed Sheeran, to be honest with you, man.
I like Ed Sheeran and I like summer bops. All right, let's bring in the guest. Let's see what Joelle has planned for us today.
We got a caller who gave us a holler. We can talk Star Wars or sing show tunes, you know, like a baller. Smoke some jazz cabbage. Maybe talk about the episode. So come on, Joelle, let's get the show on.
Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Steven and Trina Gott!
Hello, Steven and Trina.
How are you?
Hello, Zach. Good to see you. Good
Hello.
To hear from you.
Welcome to the program. That's Donald Faison, the Joelle Monique, and everyone's favorite DJ, DJ Daniel, who streams on Twitch and you can throw money at him. And Bitcoins. He will, if it's the right amount of money, he will take you private.
And twerk it out.
And he will twerk while he plays Tetris.
Nailed it.
He looks like the kind of guy I can throw a few bucks at, for sure.
Thank you.
Yeah, the beard's banging. I see it.
Daniel, I would watch you do anything on Twitch. I know that you play video games, but I would watch you do anything.
You come by. Yet, Zach.
Wednesday,
you
Friday, Sunday.
Well, I'm there, baby. Donald. Can we pitch things for you to do?
Sure.
Yeah, he said he would do it if we make it rain for him.
I'll make it rain. I'll make it rain.
You don't even need to make it. Look, let's not. We don't need to put a monetary incentive behind it. You can just tell me.
I will legit make it rain, but I want you to do something.
We have to set a date because we're pre-recording a lot of these episodes, and I'm sure there are going to be a lot of people that want to be on the day that we decide.
Wednesday,
to go
Friday, Sunday. Every
yeah, but it has to be like Wednesday the what or. Friday the what?
All right, Joelle, I mean? We need to plan a date in advance that we can tell everyone. And then, Daniel, I feel like if I'm going to watch a Twitch stream, if I'm going to make it rain, I don't want to watch the thing that you're doing because I don't care about video games. I want to watch you do something I like.
All right, no problem.
Daniel's a we'll great work that out. Cook. Daniel, make us something on Twitch. Daniel said what? No.
So he's going to be performing West Side Story, basically, Zach, right?
There you go.
Yes. Daniel, not West Side Story, but if you could perform a one-man show of Dear Evan Hansen or Wicked.
Oh, my word.
That'd be
word.
Good, too.
Said,
oh,
not
word?
West Side Story, just Dear Evan Hansen.
No, he said Wicked. We're holding to that one.
By the way, Joelle, you got tickets today still. You told me to see Bareilles announced. She's bringing back Waitress and going to star in herself. What date did you get? I'll go with
I
you.
I woke up. It happening on my birthday.
Wow.
Which is October 1st. Woo! And I was like, that is too serendipitous for me to be here when the tickets are on sale. So I had to wait in line for an hour virtually. And I got in and I got great seats in like the orchestra section. I'm so excited. It's going to be the
Joelle,
best.
Joelle, I'm going to go too because yes, I'm so excited about
here's the only problem with her doing that thing. Look. I'd be in the audience and I'd be like, do love song.
No,
that's you so love song.
Stop that's very disrespectful. Imagine what you're in. What about the people that, what about when the people came to see your play? You think they're yelling, do Clueless?
Yeah. They're like, Clueless just did that monologue. It was funny.
Clueless killed that monologue. What's up, Clueless? Clueless.
There's actually a moment in the play that I did where we do break the fourth wall and we jump into the audience. And
really?
But it's Steve Martin. You love it.
I know, but I hate audience participation. I always
anxious. Steve Martin. You love it. Don't say
I don't
that.
Want to be picked up on stage. But thanks for
making me feel welcome, Zach.
Why? What did I do?
You said you hate audience participation.
Oh, no, that's different. I love guests and I love our friends and fans of the show. I'm just saying whenever I'm in a play and they start coming into the audience and interacting with the audience, I'm always like, oh, no. Oh no!
You get a little nervous.
Like don't like. I remember when I was a kid and I saw cats and they were like sitting on your lap and I was like, I don't want that cat to sit on my lap.
Wasn't a cat. I don't want that. I don't want that freaking sweaty dancer to sit on my lap.
Dancer with their phallic tail. Costume looks like it hasn't been washed since '84. Yeah, I don't like audience participation.
That show lied, and it lied. Now and forever at the Winter Garden Theater, my ass.
Well, I'm sorry if you love that show, but I'm going to say something I don't normally ever say bad about theater. Drum roll. It's not a good show.
Was it a good movie?
I didn't make it through the movie, but it's like it's poetry about cats. It's poetry about cats, which if you love cats, is your jam. But it turns out it wasn't my jam. Oh, sorry. Trina, do you love cats?
I'm a crazy cat lady.
Okay, so do you love Cats the musical?
No.
Well, you just proved my point. You just proved my point. You're a crazy cat lady. Okay, this thing is made for you. Someone clearly went, Andrew Lloyd Webber clearly went, oh my God, people love cats. What about a musical based on cat poetry? And they couldn't get Trina.
It's crazy. And I'm a crazy cat lady. So.
All right, good. Well, you know, there was a lot of debate in when they made the Cats movie. I don't know if you guys know this, but when they originally did the computer effects, they gave the cats assholes because.
Yes. Why did they take that out?
Well, because they decided when they saw it that it was really distracting to see all the assholes. So then they digitally had to go back and remove all the assholes. And then I saw someone on Twitter was like, release the asshole cut.
Who thought of that? That's my question. Who thought of that?
I just can't imagine. They must have went to a test. All these things are tested. They must have gone to a test audience and someone was like, okay, don't get me wrong. I love cats. I love poetry. Those fake assholes are really bumming me out.
Well, I can throw a random thought for you and Donald may catch on to this a little bit more. I grew up in the great state of Kentucky and the Kentucky mascot used to have a tongue in his mouth. If you look at it today, there's no tongue in the University of Kentucky mascot, because if you look at it, it looks very phallic.
I'll bet.
So he had dick tongue. It had dick tongue?
Yeah.
Yes. It had dick tongue.
Dick tongue. So you've heard of twat ears. We now know of dick tongue.
Yes.
So there's some interesting folks out there, I guess, that see a bunch of dick tongue.
Well...
Well, enough people saw Dick Tongue to be like, no, we got to take out his tongue.
We got to change that.
So apparently, like the Little Mermaid, on the VHS back in the day. I don't know if this is true or not because I had the VHS, but then when I found this out, I didn't have I had CDs DVD. He drew a penis. He drew a penis as the castle.
It's true.
Yep.
Drew a penis as the castle. I
he
had
drew
this.
A penis as the castle.
When did he start sounding like Brian? I sound like Brian Fellows.
You just now. You're like, yeah. He drew a penis as the castle.
Anyway.
Daniel, we need that on the soundboard, please.
Oh, boy. Gotcha.
I hope you're keeping a list of these.
Oh yeah, we got.
I just thought that was outrageously. Like, how mad do you have to be like, I'm going to make it so that when kids look at the cover of this, They think of dick. Pretty much.
Like, do you remember that camel, the camel, animated camel for Camel cigarettes when we were growing up?
Yeah,
it was
penis
so
space.
Clearly a cock and balls.
Oh my gosh.
No, it was undeniable. If you look at the Joe Camel animated character, his face is a giant cock and balls.
Yes.
Just made you want to smoke it, right?
Trina, I'm sorry. I'm sorry to say this in front of you. Joelle's used and to Joelle. Our foul language.
I'm here. I'm familiar.
I don't have to apologize, Joelle. She's she knows.
Respect our queen.
Respect the queen. Oh, by the way, I want to say something. Sorry, Stephen and Trina, you're going to have your moment. But the t-shirt we put out with all the names on it, I kind of fucked up because I answered the question who should be on the t-shirt like very late at night. And I want you to know that I took everyone's constructive criticism. And when I say constructive, I mean everyone screaming at me. And I fixed the t-shirt. So now it includes Ted, it includes Jordan, and I changed it from Todd to the Todd. So if you were someone who already bought it, like I think how many people, like 500 people bought,
yeah.
You're going to have a very limited edition shirt that doesn't, you got it? You got it, Steven?
No, but I should have invested.
Oh, anyway, my point is those that was a limited edition. Those are gone. Yeah. And now I corrected
it. We can email you our address, man.
now we have a fixed shirt. Anyway, they're on Cotton Bureau. You go to cottonbureau.com and just look up fake doctors, real friends, and you'll see the shirts. All right, guys, you have a question for us.
Yeah, the first question I wanted to throw out at you was, you know, a lot of times if you're just sad, upset, in a terrible mood, what's kind of your go-to or one or two go-to movies or TV shows that you can just watch over and over again, laugh, and be in a good mood?
Donald, that's a good question for you.
I like movies when I'm feeling down and out that are where the character kind of feels like I feel, but is triumphant in the end. In the end, I should say.
Yeah.
And so movies, like growing up, I was a huge fan of Can't Buy Me Love. And, you know, like rom-coms are great for when you're in your for me personally, when you're in your feelings and you want to, you know, you want to still go through the emotions, but at the end of it, you want to feel love. So for me, a good rom-com is always great when I am in a bad mood.
Absolutely.
I usually just try to lean to comedy, you know, half hour comedy. Something that'll make me laugh. I watched, I've been watching the second season of Dave lately. It's hilarious.
Oh, yeah.
Really fucking bizarre and weird, but funny. I tend to seek out comedic things, I think, to cheer me up.
Yep. Absolutely. The other thing is, with how music is kind of so important in Scrubs and just kind of evoking the emotions, and you're in Donald's just absolute love for music. Music can bring you to that moment in that place, like few other things I think can. And so my question is what song, and if you care to share the memory, you know, what's the key memory that, you know, what's the song that invokes the key memory, and if you care to share it, you know, what the memory is.
Okay. So for me, it's not my memory. It is my memory, but it's not my emotion I don't know how to explain it. In Family Ties, it was the first time that I realized where I felt the angst for another character. And it was when Alex P. Keaton's girlfriend left for the first time. And he's writing a letter to her at the kitchen table. And the music that's playing in the background, I think, is "What Did You Think,
I Would Do at This Moment?
Right. And that was like the first time that I felt I had never felt love before when that came out. I had never felt, I felt love for my parents, but I'd never felt like love for like a romantic love before. But through that, I felt it like really for the first time through that moment. So I, you know, that's one that it's not my emotion. I mean, it was sparked by someone else's moment, but it still resonated in me.
Did you mean Steven specifically in a piece of film or TV?
Not necessarily, just music in general.
Oh, yeah.
Because when I thought about it, I thought about Fool in the Rain with Led Zeppelin, which is the song that we left and walked back down the aisle after our wedding, kind of our song.
Oh, that's amazing.
Kind of brings me back to that memory and that, you know, goofy conversation on, because we got married on the beach afterwards. And, you know, it was kind of like, how far are we supposed to walk? what are we supposed to do here?
Now where do we go?
We didn't do this in rehearsal very well.
How far did you walk? Did you walk? Did you make it to the ocean? Did you make it to the ocean?
Yes. And we kept on going. Threw her up in my arms, and we just kept on walking for a while. So
where do you said you were in Kentucky, or you are still?
We are just south part of Atlanta.
That's so where
we're in now. We're in Georgia. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So I'm coming there on
ATL.
Wednesday. I'm coming to the ATL. I haven't flown in so long. I'm gonna suit up and come on a plane. Donald, nice. You've flown to Atlanta. How long's the flight?
It's a 4-hour flight, 4.5-hour flight from LA.
Yeah, about that, yeah.
Get yourself a movie to watch.
They call it Hotlanta.
Yeah, it's hot. It's very hot right now.
It's hot in LA right now. It's LA right now.
Yes.
I like it though. People complain about it, but I like it.
I love
you
it.
You like that heat? You like y'all like
I'd
that
much
heat?
Rather be hot Absolutely. Than cold any day.
Absolutely. No doubt. No doubt. That cold can kiss it.
What Absolutely. Did you think? I my answer to your question was I was going to answer like Donald, like what song, and I've said this before, I'm sorry to be a broken record, but the Sia song that ends 6 feet under, Breathe Me. Mm-hmm. I heard it in the gym the other day, and it like instantly brought me back to all the emotions I had with that beautiful series ending. And people say that I'm decent at placing music. I think that's one of the best placed pieces of music in a show. Mm-hmm. It was just so perfect and so moving to me.
Okay, and then there's one song that makes me cry no matter when it comes on, no matter what. And I don't know why.
Wait, I know what it is.
What you trying to get into a dash room? What you trying to do?
Right?
There can be miracles when you believe.
Zach still hasn't seen this movie. He doesn't
know. No hope is frail.
Is this the Phil Collins Tarzan movie?
No, this is Whitney Houston and Mariah Carey. In The Prince of Egypt, animated film, DreamWorks' first animated film,
you
from 1988.
Can achieve when you believe. Somehow you will.
Will All right, it's time for South Atlanta's favorite segment. It's time to fix your life. Go ahead, guys. How can we help you in any way? We are your free coaches today.
Well, fantastic. As I kind of wrote in March of 2020, we actually adopted, or in the process of adopting, two children. We got a call in January, and 48 hours later, our son had come up from college. We have an adult son. And we were on our way up to Virginia, about a 12-hour drive, to go meet the young man that we found out was available for an adoption. And we met him, his birth mother, and his sister as well. And instantly, we just knew it was absolutely right.
How old was the child?
Abdul had just turned 5 years old. Okay. And his little sister was still three, about to be four, actually. And so we met, and we kind of started the process. And their birth mother then suggested, or kind of threw it out there, of would you like to have Asha come live with you as well,
temporarily.
You know, kind of thing. And we kind of understood that it was going to grow into keeping the children together and a brother-sister adoption. And that's exactly what happened. And course, there's a, you know, there's a pretty long story and all kinds of details, but, you know, that's right when the pandemic and shutdown hit and everything, which was a blessing and some challenges at the same time. And, you know, but it gave us a chance to bond and grow as a family. And our son, Abdul, is, we found out and, you know, we went through the testing process, but he is actually on the autism spectrum. And he's, you know, he's relatively high functioning, and he's, you know, been able to be a part of the neurotypical classroom and all that fun stuff. But it has presented some craziness and some fun and challenges. But we've also have a fantastic network of people around us, and some groups through our church and just various things that have particularly helped with that. But specifically, what we wanted to kind of throw out at you guys, and knowing a little bit about Donald's background, the reason I kind of reached out is we are, you know, white Caucasian parents, and both of our children are of mixed ethnicity. They are African American and Hispanic and Middle Eastern. And so I wanted to kind of throw out some thoughts about blended families as far as ethnicity goes. Maybe some thoughts or challenges that have gone on there. And kind of the second part is, you know, with the world that's kind of gone on, and, you know, well, I mean, America's always had trouble with racial and ethnical relations, but of course it's been magnified in our eyes over the last year and a half, just becoming aware in a different way. And, you know, just as white parents, you know, being able to not just love our children wholeheartedly and completely, just like we would with every child, but also understanding, you know, what does it mean to be, you know, what does it mean to be Black in America today? And how can we help them see that experience?
How can we best
advocate? Honor them, I guess, yeah. Is the best
wow.
way to say.
Wow.
Did you know that 46% of us don't take all our vacation days? Even though it's been proven that taking time off to play makes us more productive.
In California, no matter where you go, you'll find play. Explore a redwood forest, immerse yourself in art galleries, or just park yourself in a beach chair and chill. Play is everywhere in California, so take some well-deserved play time off and discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global. Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
The wait is over. The Chi returns May 10th on Paramount Plus, and the stakes have never been higher. Everything changes on the South Side when a new threat comes to power in the Showtime original series from Emmy winner Lena Waithe. Battle lines will be drawn, alliances will shift, and danger lies around every corner, leaving everyone to wonder who they can trust. Visit ParamountPlus.com/TheShot to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. Subscription auto-renews. Restrictions apply.
Before Donald and Joelle answer that better than Dale and I think I could, I just wanted to say it's so impressive what you've taken on, adopting two children who really needed a family, especially now you learn that your son has special needs. It's a real testament to the kind of people you are. And I had tears in my eyes just listening to you talk. Oh. And so I'm on behalf of, I'm sure, so many people that are listening, it's beautiful that you've done what you've done and saved lives, maybe figuratively, but maybe literally, who knows. But I just think it's really, I think it's beautiful what you've done. And also, not to plug my movie, but this is, in a comedic way, this is what Cheaper by the Dozen's about. Gabrielle Union and I are a black and white couple, and I don't, you know anything about having black children, and she's got an ex-husband who's wants the kids to be raised around him, but he's never around. Anyway, you're gonna love the movie when it comes out.
Awesome.
But yeah. Donald and Joelle, do you have any thoughts for them? How would you speak to how does a pair of Caucasian parents make sure that a mixed race child is getting exposed to the right things that they should be exposed to?
The great thing is that whereas in the past there weren't great examples, there are a lot of great examples of, Zach just mentioned one, a Cheaper by the Dozen movie. There's a lot of examples of blended families. As far as the African-American experience right now, as much knowledge as you can give your son about his ancestors. Now, I don't mean his blood, his mom and stuff like that. I mean, like, where he comes from.
Mm-hmm.
That's really important. How he got here. As long as he is given or she is given the truth about who they are, their blackness, all of, you know, as long as that is handed to them, they'll have so much power and so much knowledge to take out into the world with them. Mm-hmm. I think knowledge of self is very important.
Of course.
And I would assume find
your cultural
ways,
heritage.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I would assume find ways in your community, whether it's through your church or through children's groups, whatever you can find, that mm-hmm. put them around other children that are like them. I don't know what your town is like, but make sure that they're around other children of lots of different ethnicities, so they're not just growing up in a super Caucasian
environment.
Environment.
Yeah.
You know, I grew up in a very diverse community. I grew up in Hell's Kitchen, New York City, and it wasn't just black people. There were Spanish, Russian, Jewish, Muslim. I mean, it just was like a melting pot. It's everything. And I feel like I understand a lot of people, the people in my community, because we were exposed to everything. You know what I mean?
Everything. Sure.
I got to see everything. I got to see Hanukkah with my friends or quinceañera with my other friend. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, I got to experience different religions and different backgrounds. And so I think community building with the kids, I think that's a big, 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 big part of creating confidence in them as well.
Yeah, I have three real quick tips. One, make sure they have toys that look like them and then treat those toys really well. You know, yes. I think that's really vital.
They actually have mixed dolls. Mm-hmm. Too, mm-hmm. If you seek them out. I only know because they were obviously props in our film that I was like, you know, sorry.
Yeah. No, that's okay. Yeah. Two, make sure they know that they're beautiful. A lot of black kids think they're ugly. It's really sad. There are tons of studies on this. It seems a small thing, but it's really, really big. And then three, I'm neurodivergent as well, so I can totally empathize. And I would say just be a total warrior when it comes to their teachers, particularly with your son. You know, I have a brother, and it was just really a struggle for him in school. He was the only black kid in his class, and sweetest kid ever. But the community didn't know that. And it took them a really long time to figure that out. And it was really, really hard. So just make sure the teacher knows that you know your children and that you know them and that you're watching and you're aware so that you can protect them when they're out in the world.
Absolutely.
And then one last thing, finally, just make sure they have adults of their same ethnicity engaging in their lives throughout. Because like Donald was saying, you know, community is really good. There's also so much that, you know, as like a young Black kid growing up in a white community, I didn't know until I got older about just like how other Black people engage with each other and things like that. That would have been really great to know. What is a Black nod and why is it happening? And why is it important that I reciprocate that Black nod? What does that mean? So, and there's just things that you won't be able to teach them about that culture. And so, yeah, you know, just those things, I think, obviously you've already given them so much love. And I think that's like, the very first step.
I can't sit here and be like, and make sure it comes from love, because it's clear that you love your children. It's already
there. Oh my gosh.
You know what I mean?
More so than you have any idea.
Well, that's that, you know, you're starting from an amazing place. By the way, even the idea to ask the question and not just say, you know, I think it's just so important that you came on. I mean, not that we're specialists, but that you're asking, and I'm sure you're asking true specialists too, but even the fact that you're engaging in wanting to do this, I think is a great step. And you'll continue to find resources, I'm sure, in your community and I'm sure online that can help.
Sure.
No, absolutely. I think the big word is the community word that seems to kind of come through over and over again. And I definitely appreciate the perspectives. Because sometimes when you ask questions, and I appreciate your confidence building or your reassurance with saying that, Zach. But sometimes when you ask questions, you want to make you don't want to be offensive when you ask a question. Does that make sense?
Yes,
of course. Absolutely. But also, you know, we have a warped perspective. Well, I should say, I can't speak for all. I can speak for Donald and I. We have a warped perspective because we've spent our lives in New York City and Los Angeles. And I think that we often have to, you know, recalibrate for, I have no idea what South Atlanta is like, but you know what I mean? Like I listen from the point of view of growing up in North Jersey, which is a lot like New York and LA and Chicago where I went to school. So I have to always go, I have no idea what your community is like. And so if for example, you're in an all white community or predominantly white community, it would be super important for you like to maybe find an African-American mentor, older teenager that could be in his or her life or, you know, something like that. Or if it just happens naturally at church, that's great. But, you know, it's all about, you know, community.
Absolutely.
It really, at the end of the day, it really is, you know what I mean? And, when your child's older and goes to college and or goes out in life and everything like that, when you have a very strong foundation, you guys know this, everybody knows this, when you have a great strong foundation, it's easy to thrive regardless of your, it's easier to strive regardless of your background, because you have people that are there to support you.
Absolutely.
With support a lot.
Absolutely.
With real support, a lot of hurdles and obstacles can be tackled and or removed. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. I was trying to shift it back to a comedic tone.
Absolutely.
You guys are incredible.
Yo, you a dick, man. Straight up. you a dick tongue. You dick. Yo,
don't
dick tongue, dick tongue, yo, dick tongue, dick tongue, yo.
Oh my God.
All right. On that note, from live from 20 years in dick tongue.
Listen, they would make like a great couple. Let's
20 years in dick tongue? Yeah, they would.
Great couple. Great couple.
A lot of nice kisses in that ear. Listen, we love you guys. You're incredible people. And thank you for being. You just single-handedly restored my faith in humanity.
Oh.
Well.
What, Trina? Trina, don't cancel it out, because
she's about to be like,
No. I didn't want to interrupt you earlier, but you had said something about Stephen and I. I'm going to tell you right now, that is, these little people coming into our lives has been truly the most humbling experience of my personal life. And I cannot be more grateful for
absolutely
for what these guys have taught us And I am so damn grateful to be a part of their journey.
Yeah.
So,
well, I'm still allowed to say that you're a pretty incredible person, if you don't
mind. Okay. But my point to you is, I really feel like from our perspective, that's how we feel. I mean,
I think that's beautiful, but I also think from my perspective,
I love you.
No, two adults who raised an adult child who then had an epiphany that they were going to take on adopting young children, one of whom is on the spectrum. And not only are you doing it well, obviously, with so much love, but you're like, how can we do it better? I just think you're incredible people.
Well,
and, you know, sometimes you go on the interwebs and you're like, and you look at what's happening on Earth and you think humanity is fucked. And then you meet Trina and Steven and you feel good again.
Like, yo, did y'all see what happened in London and Italy and how London lost, but how the two black players missed the goals and how they're getting death threats and stuff right now? Shit's fucked up.
Yeah, crazy. Like that. So let's not think about that and think about how beautiful Steven and Trina are.
Okay, my bad. My bad.
We appreciate you.
Tick lips, twat ears.
Oh my god.
Tick lips, twat ears.
You know, I'm protesting, but I can't help.
Dick tongue.
I'm protesting, but I can't help hitting the clap noise.
Dick tongue, twat ears.
Well, thank you very much, guys, for having us.
Hey, you're welcome.
We appreciate it.
Hey, you're welcome. Thank you for coming on. We appreciate you guys.
Thank you, guys. We'll see you
100%
in the future.
Be well.
Be well.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye, guys.
Bye-bye. What lovely people.
I think that's the first time the guests were like, we want to get off.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
I think, you know, clearly they're church-going people, and you went into another round of dick, mouth, twat ears, and they're like, well, we're going to get going. We're going to get going. We have church group.
Right. We don't want anybody to hear this. If you could use
our name, they're going to tell their friends they're on the show, and
they're not going to be. They're going to be like, "We didn't. It didn't happen."
Their real names are probably Carl and Cindy.
Right.
All right.
Dick tongue, twat ears.
All right. Listen, we love you all. Be kind. Be kind. Look at those people. I'm not saying you have to take on what they took on and go adopt young children in need, but be nice to each other.
It's so easy to be nice.
Fucking mean. It's so easy to be kind. Right, Joelle? You tell him.
Yes. It's always easier to be kind.
Even though I had one of those days where I was a hater, at the end of the day, it just was so easy. It was so much easier to be
kind.
Don't
spew hate, everybody.
And when you get the opportunity, check out Zach's guns because he just flexed for us. Was that what that was?
They're not going to get the opportunity because this isn't on the interwebs, but.
You gotta put just the arm on the interwebs.
No, just type maybe for you, Joelle. I'll slide into your DMs like your mom slid into mine.
Whoa,
Joelle, can I respond to your mom with a bicep picture?
She'll be very confused, but you can.
Joelle, he's got abs, yo. He's got like real deal Holyfield abs. Yeah, like
I know, I only send them to Donald, but he told me to stop because he was feeling shifting movement.
There was a little bit of movement, man, and it felt weird.
All right, listen, we love you. Be kind to each other. Here is the incredible Josh Radin with a beautiful song called These Photographs.
You see where you glide as you drift from the bed. I hand you a robe and so it goes. Among the boulevard, as you get out the car, the way you read me, no one can see me. It's who you are. These photographs keep me alive. Sing to me, and I'm truly no longer alone.
Did you know that 46% of us don't take all our vacation days? Even though it's been proven that taking time off to play makes us more productive.
In California, no matter where you go, you'll find play. Explore a redwood forest, immerse yourself in art galleries, or just park yourself in a beach chair and chill. Play is everywhere in California, so take some well-deserved play time off and discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, it's simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. You can learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.